Hello and welcome to Beyond the Words. My name is Dimple Thakra and I am going to take you on a frigging journey with this podcast. I have been called your guardian angel by many. This podcast is for you if you are interested in understanding the truth about humans and what we say is not always what we mean, and if you are ready to come out of the spiritual closet, you're in the right place. Enjoy. Hello and welcome back to Beyond the Words with me, Dimple Thakra. Today I have an incredible guest, and this lady really inspired me because she connected with me on Instagram, and the story will unfold is what I'm going to say, because it's a magical story and I felt truly, truly honored and privileged to have this connection in a random way, in the most weirdest, peculiar way. So without further ado, I want to introduce Kasia Stefantus. Hopefully I've said that
right. Hello, Kasia. How are you?
Oh, hello, Dimple. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm very good. I feel so privileged and honored to be on your show, really. And yeah, I'm similar to you. I trust the energy and the unknown. So once you invited me to be on your podcast, I just couldn't say no, even though I wasn't really sure what am I going to talk about and why, who am I? Like, I'm not a famous person. I'm not a businesswoman. So I was really a bit scared and nervous. And I was like, no way. I'm not going to go and talk about my art. But funny enough, things started happening actually on the day you reached out to me that...
Tell the story. Let me rewind for a moment before we dive in to let the viewers know.
Absolutely.
Kasia, what happened? So Kasia's been following my podcast for a while, and then she tagged me into a beautiful picture. She's an artist from Poland and now lives in the UK, has the most incredible art. Please, we will tag her information and go check that out. And what I loved about Tasha was that her inspiration is energy. Her inspiration comes through meditation. And so I was blown away when she was inspired by my podcast and has actually named her that piece of art after the podcast, Beyond the Words. And so I reached out. I was like, I am so touched and so honored that the frequency of this podcast has created something magical in the 3D through you. And so that's when I reached out. And then tell us, what was your reaction to that reaching out?
Yes, I was speechless. I was just came out of nowhere. I had no intentions when I posted my artwork named after you and after the podcast. It was just a moment, because the artwork that I created is really inspired by your energy, really. And by, I was painting it while listening to many of the previous episodes. And when I paint, so my art is very unpredictable and I just follow the process. It's a sort of a meditation for me. I don't know what I'm going to paint. I don't know what colors I'm going to use. I feel the energy around me, the space around me, and I just go, and it's almost like I'm not really there. And I've been told before that, Kasia, this is how you channel the energy to the canvas, to the paintings. But it took me a long time. It's only now I'm starting to understand it and really believe that actually I think that's what's happening after having some feedback from my clients. But coming back to your painting, and the reaction, yes, first I wasn't really sure if I want to. And obviously I love your podcast. It's an honor being here. But I just didn't know what I'm going to talk about. I'm nobody. What can I talk about? Do people want to hear about How I paint? What should I say? And then a lady reached out to me literally the same day. I think the same day you asked me if I wanted to come as a guest. A lady reached out to me who bought a painting from me and saying, I still have shivers when I think about that. She's, Kasia, you won't believe what's happening, but she's been suffering for depression for years. And she purchased a painting 3 months ago. And she says, I don't know what it is, but when I look at the artwork, it's almost like someone's talking to me about like those negative thoughts are not your thoughts. It's just, I could not believe it. She's like, and I'm quoting her on here, she said something like, this painting is changing my life.
Wow.
And that's huge. It's a huge thing to say, right? And then I met her because she came to my exhibition. And you could sense like she was just so grateful. We hugged each other. I started crying because this is it. I was like, this is it. Because all my life, I love painting and it brings me so much joy, but I was painting because of it, because it brings me joy. Then I managed to start making a living out of it, which, believe me, wasn't easy.
No, I'm excited. Tell me the story.
Yes. Yeah, so basically this lady reached out and that was huge for me. That was like, I've heard that before, not that big, but I've heard before that you're channeling energy, and someone, actually a friend of mine told me that whoever's purchasing my art, the piece is changing something for them, not necessarily making lives better, but it's just influencing the space and their life in some way. Mm. I was like, yeah, okay, sure. Nice, thanks. Yeah. But then when this lady came talking about this, and then I've recently finished a residency, which was in the center of London, Banstead Hotel. So basically I was there for 3 months and I was painting in the hotel, in the studio. They have like artist studio, which is just Black Flyer. So really pretty much heart of London, people passing by all the time. And the people who came to the studio, they could really connect with my work. And they all were saying the same things, that they can feel, I don't know what's happening to me. And I was like, God, this is so bizarre. I'm like, there must be some things. Oh, this is so biblical, or just it's like not from this world. Some other people were saying that, yeah, they can sense the energy, or they feel a bit funny, or like they feel tingling. And those are regular people. Those are not people who meditate. Those are not people who...
Yeah.
I was like, this is just too funny. It's just too good to be true. And obviously, I do believe, I think we all channel energy in some sort of way, mostly unconsciously, through our words, actions. We are open channel, right?
Yeah.
So I started experimenting with it and I got really involved in meditation practices and breath work. And as you might know, Dr. Joe Dispenza is the biggest fan, and I really changed my life completely in how I perceive reality. And I started thinking, okay, let's give it a go. Let's see if I can, what comes out. So before I start to paint, especially paintings requested, so-called commissions for someone, I try to tune in into, I do a quick meditation before, and I try to tune in people, the person's energy and space around me. And I just ask the spirit to guide me for the best way for them to, for this painting to serve them in a way, or to help them, or to do whatever needs to be done for a certain person or certain client. Yeah. And since I start doing it, I'm having really funny experiences. I say it's funny, but I really feel energy really strong. Be meditating, like tingling, or, oh, it's just, so it is working. And I don't know, I just wouldn't accept it for so long, for so many years. I would just be like, no. I believe that people channel energy, especially the creative people, like music, for example, is huge for me. Art in a way as well. But then, I don't know, I just felt like so humble. It's like, why?
I love that. What I'm hearing so deeply and so profoundly is firstly that you created from a place of joy. So yeah. That was first piece, right? You created from a place of joy, not from a place of needing to sell it or needing somebody to appreciate it. It was a childlike place of joy, right? And then the second thing I'm hearing is you said yes to an opportunity, right? When I asked you and you said you were scared and you were like, who am I? I'm nobody's, like all these things that every day people feel. I feel that when I get asked for opportunities, who am I? And what am I going to speak about? All these stories that we tell ourselves until we decide to step into the truth of who we are. And you decided to step into the truth of who you are when you said yes to me, right? Because there was and you're right, artwork is, it has a frequency. Just like the tones of my voice has a frequency. This is why people say to me, I don't know what it is about your podcast, but I love it because I love listening to your voice.
I agree with that. Yeah.
It's the tones, right? And so this is my paintbrush, if you like, my voice. And for you, in the same way, when you said yes to this opportunity, you also said yes to the embodiment of who you are as an artist. Your power as an artist, right? Your power is the frequency of when you put that paint on the canvas. Because and it's the same reason I started this podcast, because I had so much to speak. I didn't know who I was speaking it to. I just knew I had to speak it. And I've often been asked, do you plan or schedule your topics? And I can't, just like you, Kaz. Yeah. I go into meditation, then you come out, and then it's whatever comes through. And for this, and this is why we're an energetic match, because you are an artist in this way. It's a very profound way. And whether you realize it or not, the portal opened for you the minute you said yes to this opportunity. Can you see it's snowballed so many different things? And I'm getting full body chills as I'm speaking because I'm feeling the truth of this conversation, right? Even as you were speaking then, the lady who bought your art and then recovered from depression because of it, I believe you painted that for her before you've experienced the future, right? It was all hers in the... She called it in and you delivered it, but the timelines were just on a timeline for it to arrive in the 3D and for it to be a match. And now what you're doing is you're collapsing time by creating for people you're commissioned to. You're using exactly the same process, but in the known now.
Yeah.
Whereas before you were doing it for this lady in the unknown. That piece of work you created from being inspired from my voice tones and from the podcast, that was in the unknown.
Yeah.
Oh, you were creating it.
That is incredible, isn't it? It's just incredible. And it's just so beautiful. Once we, as you say, we say yes to the opportunity, to ourselves, and we just continue on that path, it just unfolds, right? There's this, I don't know who said it, but that's beautiful saying, just start walking the path. And that literally that's how it is, because I always wanted to be a painter. Like I painted, I was always creative and
tell us that story. Tell us, how did you start painting? I'm so curious. What was the beginning? Especially because for many painters to earn a living, which is something else you said, was
so hard. So I always wanted to be a painter. And I grew up in Poland and I could always feel some sort of presence in a way. And I was always intrigued as a child. I remember that as a child, as a teenager or 10 years old, 11 years old, I would spend hours in nature in my large garden, my parents' garden, in the back of the garden, so no one could see me. And I would just be there alone. And I don't know what I was doing, but I just could sense the space around me. And I was meditating, but I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
And that coming from Poland is it's still a very Catholic country, but my parents were not religious whatsoever. But I was very intrigued by the idea of God. And I just wanted to know, what is the purpose of us here? What's the point of being here? So I started some sort of spiritual path, praying, meditating in a way. But art was always the way for me to connect to something. I didn't know what that was. And I wanted to study painting, but I went to art school in Scotland, in Edinburgh, because I just decided to travel to learn just for fun. But then ended up with interior design degree because I thought that was more logical. I don't want to be a starving artist, but that said, here I am. And then I was blessed in 2017. I was blessed with my children. Twins were born at the same time. And that wasn't really easy, but in a way that it's just time consuming. So I picked up brush again. I started painting just for myself to give myself that joy. And funny enough, that was giving me energy, which I needed back then. And things just started escalating. One person got, it's just when you're doing something for a place of joy, as you briefly said, the universe works for you and has you back, right? So at the beginning, it was like, they call it beginner's luck. It started working pretty well. And then it stopped for a bit. And there were many tears and many days when I wanted to just take a job. And I was like, it's just so much easier. But funny enough, each time I would have a bad week or days, there was always something happening that just gave me more hope and kept me going. I don't know, either a commission or someone would buy a painting or a gallery would take me on or art fair invitation, anything like that. Just those little crumble that keeps you going. But it wasn't very persistent. It was just sort of, but I particularly remember one time, which was just such a clear sign when I had a really bad couple of weeks, some rejections and I just felt really low. And I knew this is not the vibration I want to be in, but I just feel like I can't get out of it. And breath work and just trying to be positive, but it was just there. And I was driving, and I live in Kent. So I was driving in this kind of busy road and there are traffic lights, but there's not many pedestrians. Like there's just usually people who take cars everywhere. But someone, the light changed to red. I stopped. I was first in the queue. And all of a sudden, like literally, I don't know where this person, the lady came out of. This lady passing the road and she's wearing this black coat and she's passing. She stops. She turns around for me. It was almost like for me to see her back. And on her back, she said, she has this big message, white, large letters, says, don't give up. And she turns and she stays there, I don't know, second or I don't know, just it was really quick. And she turns around and she passed like slowly. It was literally like she came out of nowhere to deliver the message. And I am like, the word stopped existing for me that moment. The lights change, everyone's beeping just to keep going because there's a green light. And I'm crying in the car. I'm crying from gratitude. And because it just felt there's someone, like the universe is looking out for me. And it feels, you know, they say like, oh, universe doesn't really know what you want. It responds to your vibration. And it is like this. But in that moment, I was so feeling so low and just, you know, thinking, okay, I'm just going to get a job somewhere and it's just going to be so much easier. Why I keep doing this to myself? But there were so many situations like that, similar to this, but there were more like a feeling or a song coming through or someone would say something, but that was really big. And then after that, the same day, literally hour after, I got a big commission from a gallery that didn't even out of nowhere again. I was like, who are you? Like, how do you even know about me? So it's just
magic.
It's just magic. And we just have to keep believing in ourselves, really.
We'll be right back.
Oh, just about to start, getting myself ready for Abundant You Love. Feeling so privileged to have this opportunity to serve and love. Why you would attend Abundant You is if you feel as though you are, number one, reaching the ceiling of your success and you know there's more for you, either in money, love, or impact. Number two, you know that you are spiritually waking up, you're coming out of the spiritual closet and you want more direction, you want more clarity. And number three, you're at a roadblock in your life and you just wish that you could unblock these final few pieces of either your relationship issues, either money issues, either business issues, so that you stop sabotaging yourself. These are really the three reasons why you would come to Abundant You.
What I've learned is the change starts with me. And that's something that I'm really, really ready to do and ready to change as from today.
Yeah, I love that story. I love how even in those moments of despair, deep despair, when you think you're not an energetic match, the universe always has your back because we have a much bigger reason to be here, bigger than ourselves.
Yeah.
And if we can fully embrace that, like you have with your artwork, like I have in my work, there will be moments when you feel like, is it worth it? There will be moments when you feel like, it's hard. I've had enough with this struggle. And if you can be open to receiving in those moments like you were and holding the space for the universe to deliver the message. Because you didn't have to see that bag that day. She didn't have to turn just so you saw it. Everything aligned. And it's almost like it's slow motion when it happens. Right? Everything aligned.
Yes.
For you to see that message right there and then, right? Mm-hmm. And that to me tells me you're an energetic match for your higher purpose on this planet, right? Because there and then you decided to see the message. And because you were open again to seeing it and saying yes to it and believing it and knowing that it was for you, because you could have seen it and gone, oh, it's just a bag. You didn't. Fully received it. And in that receivership, again, you open the portals of abundance.
Yeah.
So that nowhere magic appears. And this is what the quantum realm is about. This is what the infinite possibilities are about. This is when you believe when there is no evidence for you to believe in this 3D realm, right? This conversation, Kesha, I'm so grateful you're bringing it to the show today. It's such a profound message. And you are a living example of this message. That if you can fully believe in your reason for being here, your why, and not necessarily know the bigger why, other than know that your divine calling is to paint through energy. Because it's the transmission of energy through you and onto the canvas. So through the divine, through you, through your paintbrush, through the paint onto the canvas that then transmits to the person through their eyes, the soles of their eyes, into their hearts. And that, I believe, is what's happening with your artwork. And it can only happen when there's a clean, clear channel from the artist. You get out of the way when you paint. It's really that simple, right? You don't allow yourself to be in the physical realm because you are channeling for the person who's calling. Whether it's in the future, the past, the present, doesn't matter.
Wow. Beautifully.
Yes, I don't know.
You don't need to know. That's the point.
Mm.
You know, I've written two books now. And the second one's a bestseller. Now, when I wrote both books, the first time I read the books myself was when I edited because I was so busy channeling at 4 a.m. in the morning, being woken at 4 by spirit to write. Yeah. I didn't know what the book was. I just wrote like you would paint.
Yeah. There you go. Exactly. Channeling again. Like we are all channeling. But as you say, the channel is clear and we ready up to receive because it's not about us. It's not, you know, I could get all like, it's not about ego. It's just, in a way, I'm nobody. It just gives me pleasure, but it's just this energy that comes through, as you say.
Yeah. And what you have practiced and what you were practicing as a child, which is why I always ask about the story. Where did it come from? How did you know, right? Because There's clues in the journey. Even as a child, you allowed yourself to do something that was weird for a child. To go sit in the country by yourself doing nothing. What you were actually doing was practicing being.
Yes.
Being present fully and nurturing your channel. It was like you were practicing, how big can I make this channel without even knowing it? How can I expand it even more? And you knew instinctively not to sit in a bathroom, not to sit in a building, but to go sit in nature. Why? Because nature is the most easy and available channel access.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. It's where our nervous system connects to truth. Right? What a gift. I'm so grateful that my intuition was like, I have to have this lady on my podcast.
And I am so grateful being here. But that's exactly what I thought. Once you reached out and I started having all those doubts, I was, no, there must be a reason. There must be Dimple wouldn't do something. She must feel that's the right thing.
Yes.
And then literally so many, client after client reporting. I don't know what it is, but. The painting I bought influences my life somehow. It makes me feel funny, some of them say, which I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
You imprinted the codes. Just so you know, you imprinted the codes in the painting.
Yes. Wow. It's magic. It's really magic. And then, I had a shawl and so many people were saying the same things and they were having the similar feelings. And I was just like, okay, perhaps I'm going to talk about that because.
So good. Before we complete, I want to ask you one final question. But before that, where can people find your work? If somebody's listening to this and was curious about what your work is, and it's so beautiful. Oh my God. It's abstract and not. When I connect with it, I feel the elements of nature in it. And I see nature. And it's abstract. And it's beautiful. Right? It's modern art and ancient. I feel like there's a mix of two in your work. That's the feeling I get from it.
Thank you, Dimple. I love painting outside, actually. I love feeling the wind and
that
almost intelligence. It's like it's this conversation without words, beyond the words. I recently came back from Portugal and I had such a profound experience while meditating on the beach, and it literally felt like the ocean, the water would speak to me. It was just something completely not from this world. I actually took some of the sand from the beach and started using it as paint, made a pigment out of it and made a paint. So just to bring that natural element even closer to the artwork.
I hope one day to sit and paint with you.
I would love to do something, some sort of show or a happening that more people can join. And because that's the thing, I think I actually did during the residency for everyone to experience their own creativity. So my message was that we are all creative. It's not gift. It's not talent. It's just, as you said, allow this energy to go through flow, to be in the flow state.
Exactly.
It was really interesting to see that people were actually very scared at the beginning to start. And I just couldn't really understand that. I was like, okay. So I had to encourage them saying, okay, just use, take to the color and start.
Yeah,
but people were so afraid to make a mistake. I was like, there's no mistake. You just go.
You've been trying to paint.
Yes.
I've grown to paint, actually. It's something I really love. And I haven't done
there
for
you
a
go.
Long time.
You know what to do.
Exactly. So. Where can people find your work?
Yes. So I have a website, kasiasifantos.co.uk, and I'm on Instagram under the same, my name, pretty much.
Okay, amazing. So we'll have all that in the show notes so that people can connect with you. And also, if anybody out there who is doing an event or has a gallery or a space where Kasia's work can be displayed, please reach out. Her work is incredible. your space will be filled with a completely different energy.
Thank you, Dimple.
That's all I can say. So without further ado, the final question. What piece of advice would you give to somebody that goes beyond the words?
I would just say, believe in yourself. Never give up.
Nice.
And yeah, whatever's happening around you, just ignore it and believe in yourself. Just keep going and trust in the process.
I love that. Believe in yourself. Keep going. Trust in the process. Right. Despite what the 3D reality is throwing you at that moment.
Absolutely. Yes.
Love it. Thank you so much. What a privilege. What an incredible conversation today.
No, thank you, Dimple.
It's just flowed, right? To all of you who have been watching, listening, thank you so much. It's a privilege to have you here in this space with us, enjoying our creative flow today. Thank you so much for joining me in Beyond the Words. Remember, if you've loved this, don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review. And don't keep it a secret. Let your friends, family, auntie, uncle, brother, sister, all of them know about Beyond the Words. And remember, all the resources that I've talked about today are available to you in the show notes.